From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. California wine grape growers in Napa and Sonoma have tried various methods to mitigate effects of heat on their crop, leading a handful of Sonoma County farmers to start growing Cabernet Sauvignon grapes on high wire trellises. The system, more common to the Central Valley, shades grape clusters with wine leaves. Now, researchers at UC Davis and Cal State Fresno say the techniques may result in dramatically less sun damage to wine grapes. John Deere announced it is investing $29.8 million to begin manufacturing harvesters in the U.S. instead of China. Louisiana State Development Agency says the ag manufacturer is expanding an already existing Deere factory that will produce medium chassis cotton harvesters to replace the models currently built in China. A Deere spokesman says the employees at our Louisiana factory have demonstrated remarkable resiliency and commitment, describing how workers restored operations after Hurricane Ida hit last year. Another American Railroad Workers Union has voted against a contract settlement with railroads. The Brotherhood of Railroad Signalmen is the latest union to vote against ratifying the agreement, with 60% of its membership saying no. Over 300 trade associations covering local, state, and national level groups wrote to the White House asking for intervention to keep railroads running. The trade groups say if more unions vote no, a strike could shut down the entire rail system.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.